All right, we're designing a web crawler, like the entire web or just a few sites?
Yep, the entire web.
So we're talking like billions of web pages. Crawled how often?
Well, let's say the whole thing should be updated every week.
All right, and we need to check pages we've crawled before to see if they've been updated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Okay. Do we need to store a copy of every page as we go? Like, does that include images and everything?
We need to store the HTML, at least. For now, I don't care about the images, but it would be nice if your design could be extended to handle them later.
What about dynamic content? Stuff that's rendered client-side?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to ask about. Again, let's set that problem aside for now. But if your design can be extended for it, and we have time to talk about it, we can go there later.
Okay, we're designing the system that computes top sellers. Is this top sellers across the entire site, or broken down by category?
It should be broken down by category, and even subcategory. So you'd have the top-selling books, electronics, and within that maybe the top-selling science fiction books, laptops, etc.
So how up-to-date do these results need to be?
Well, as a customer, how up-to-date would you expect them to be?
Well, probably just once per day, but more frequent would be better.
I agree. We don't need up-to-the-second results here, so how does that influence your design? Do we just build up a map of every word in the document and go from there?
I think generally these challenges are addressed in the process of building up a forward index that maps documents to keywords as an intermediate step.
Okay. So, a more traditional approach would be to split that up into a forward index, and I guess what you're describing as the beginnings of an inverted index. But I get that you're just thinking out loud here for now, so keep going.
Finally, we have what's needed to write out our inverted index. Our front-end web servers can query that inverted index to provide search results to our happy searchers who found what they are looking for.
All right. Well, this is workable, and not too far off from how Google was originally designed, in fact. They had more complexity on how to keep the forward index sorted. You were right to focus on the high-level architecture first, because that's the hard part. Okay, well, very good. There's a lot more we could talk about in terms of operations and keeping this thing working reliably, but we have to move on. So good job.